to explore self and really help steadiness of mind, or at least some steadiness of mind. And steadiness of mind, of course, is useful for all kinds of other things as well. I'm going to offer 6 suggestions in a few minutes that are grounded in neurology about helping attention stabilize. And then as a kind of foundational practice, I'm going to suggest that you try to remain present with your object of attention, let's say it's the sensations of breathing, for each and every breath for the remainder of the meditation. And in general, it's really fine on this retreat to meditate however you like. In general, I think being able to have a stability of presence across different settings is always valuable. And that's really kind of the fundamental, is a stability of present moment awareness across all kinds of situations. Eating, talking, going to sleep, standing, walking, lying down, as well as sitting. If all else fails, coming back to, what is happening now? Present moment awareness. So let's begin. So finding a posture that is comfortable and alert. With your eyes open or closed. Letting breathing be natural, not trying to control the breath in any way. Checking in with yourself, getting some sense of what's happening in your body. What's happening in your emotions? What's happening in your thoughts? For example, what sort of attitudes are there? Or intentions? Or overall qualities of mind, like distraction or focus. Not trying to change anything, just simply coming home to yourself, here and now. as you can, gently opening to or encouraging useful qualities in the mind, such as a basic capacity of allowing. Allowing things to be as they are in your experience. Allowing pain to be pain. Peacefulness to be peacefulness. Allowing thoughts and emotions and sensations to come and go. Opening to another useful quality, if you like, that of interest or investigation. Not over-analyzing or getting therapeutic in your own mind. Simply a kind of childlike curiosity. Sort of not knowing or wonder at how the mind keeps unfolding. As you lie, opening to another useful quality of mind, which is basic inclination and attitude of kindness toward yourself, an attitude of being helpful to yourself. Helping yourself with difficulties, helping yourself learn and grow in ways that are meaningful to you. Helping the lessons of practice sink in, becoming a part of you. Helping yourself turn toward whatever is important or useful to you, and gently turning away from what's not. suggestions, one after the other, to help stimulate neural factors in the brain that support steadiness of mind. The first is to form an intention for this meditation. You can do this both top down, with words, giving yourself a kind of instruction, such as, my mind is steadying, or I am really arriving at this retreat. And you can also set or form an intention bottom up with a kind of felt sense in the body of what it is like or would be like to fulfill this intention, to have it already be the case. So, forming intentions or an intention for this meditation. Second suggestion, really relax. Bring to mind the sense of being with someone who cares about you and open to feeling cared about. If other feelings arise, that's okay. Allow them, acknowledge them. And then, as you can, return to opening to feeling cared about. Perhaps by someone in your life today or in the past, a human, an animal companion, a spiritual being. It need not be a perfect relationship, but at least in some key aspects, you know you matter to this other being. They wish you well. They care about you. And so you can feel cared about. open to feeling as safe as you reasonably can. Relaxing and releasing any unnecessary anxiety. Knowing that you are in a protected setting, among good people, with resources that you can use to cope with whatever life brings. So you can truly afford to be less guarded, less braced. Safer, more able to lower your guard, relax vigilance, and be fully present with your own experience. Without strain or stress, open to and encourage some positive emotion. For example, feelings of gratitude, or peacefulness. Or happiness. Not forcing anything, not being false in your experience, but as you can, opening to and truly encouraging a growing sense of well-being, which may be subtle or mild, yet which can gradually pervade the mind. Allowing yourself to feel good. If it's there for you, allowing happiness to grow. whatever the benefits of this meditation are for you, sense that they are sinking into you, becoming a part of you. Next 10 minutes. See if you can stay with each individual breath from beginning to end. Giving yourself over to the breath or whatever your object of attention is, and renouncing everything else for the next 10 minutes. continuing in silence this evening, this hall will be closed and locked at 9:30. So if you'd like to practice further, there is a room that's available 24 hours just to the side of the dining area. There's a picture of the main teacher here in it. You're welcome to practice in the room if you'd like as well. Optional yoga stretching will be available next to prank at 6:15. Our first sit of the day officially will be at 7 tomorrow morning, with breakfast at 7:45. May your practice be of benefit to you.